Welcome to today's Vrenchkat Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program. He's here to talk about the City of Pella's recent comments submitted to the EPA about new proposed regulations. Clean energy, and that's a big topic around this area, especially with the Lake Red Rock Hydroelectric Project and Missouri River Energy Services. As that project continues to grow, the city officially submitted comment during an open comment period from the EPA about new regulations in regards to carbon emissions and reducing those carbon emissions significantly. And I know the city has some concerns with it. There's probably some things that the city's okay with. Talk about what the city's official comment was in regards to the EPA's open comment period.
Yes, Andrew, and as you said, with the City Council did is they approved a comment letter to be submitted to the Environmental Protection Agency that is currently considering new rules as far as carbon emissions. And specifically what the plan is called is the Clean Power Plan. And this particular proposal is to reduce carbon emissions by 30% over the 2005 baseline level. So it's 30% from the levels of carbon emissions in 2005. And specifically, I want to emphasize to the listeners, regardless what your views are on carbon emissions, it's important to realize that at the local level, this is where regulations are often carried out. And as we said, we did submit some comments for EPA's consideration on a couple of elements within the bill. First and foremost, our power supplier, Missouri River Energy Services, analyzes proposed regulations. And what they've informed the city is that they believe that this rule, as it is written currently by the Environmental Protection Agency, was adopted, that their cost could be expected to increase by about 20%, which would be passed on to member communities. And there's a couple of reasons why on this that their cost would go up. But first and foremost, the rules, the way it's situated, written right now, Andrew, it's on a state-by-state basis. And so when they look at the EPA looks at reducing carbon emissions, they would look at it on a state-by-state basis within the geographical boundaries of the states. Well, in Missouri River's case, this is problematic because when you talk about reducing carbon emissions, they have a coal plant that is currently in Wyoming that serves member loads in four different states. And so they would be bound to reduce carbon emissions in Wyoming. But the problem is since it is on a state-by-state basis, they would not be allowed to take investments that they've made in renewable energy sources, such as what's currently going on at Lake Red Rock, and being able to apply those investments to reduce carbon emissions in Wyoming. That's commonly referred to as interstate renewable energy requirements. That is not allowed under the regulations as it stands right now by the Environmental Protection Agency. So when you look at it in the case of Missouri River, they would have to make additional investments in renewable energy to offset carbon emissions in Wyoming. And what they're simply asking or would like permission to do is to be able to take renewable energy resources that they've invested in one state and apply them to carbon emission reductions in another state from their side of things, instead of having the rules stated on a state-by-state basis. And obviously, that would impact Missouri River Energy Services adversely, and that was one concern that the City of Pella mentioned last night. The other concern that was stated in our letter is just as a matter of practice, good utility practice, is we believe before any broad sweeping emission regulations are adopted by the EPA that the National Energy Reliability Corporation, commonly referred to as NERC, should be consulted on this. And specifically what they should be looking at and what NERC is responsible for is they're responsible for the reliability of the nation's transmission grid. And when you start talking about reducing carbon emissions by 30%, what you're really talking about is removing generation sources from that could be producing those carbon emissions and building new renewable energy sources. The issue at hand, Andrew, is whenever you do that, you're removing a source from one spot on the transmission grid and potentially building in another source, and that changes electric flows. And from our standpoint, we believe that the EPA should consult NERC, and it should be thoroughly analyzed the impacts on the transmission grid on it. And specifically what the concern is any large shifts in generation could have an adverse effect on the transmission grid and ultimately impact reliability as well. So there's lots of things to look at it when you're talking about carbon emissions with it. And I want to stress to the listeners, AR concerns really boil down to is how the rule was impacted or currently written. Within the confines of the state boundaries, we believe it should be on a utility-by-utility basis, encourage the EPA to look at that aspect. And the second thing is to look thoroughly at the impact of the emission regulations on the transmission system before any broad sweeping emission reductions are adapted, simply because it could cause large swings in generation shift points, which could impact the reliability for the electrical customers throughout the nation.
And thanks to Mike Nardini for joining us on today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA and KRLS.